This is the October 4th meeting of the PNB Governance Committee. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, George Ryder. I will call the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Lona Elias? Jim Brown? Jim Campisi? Don Cook?
Here.
Leslie Fox? William Heerwagen, Tony Norman,
present.
Venetia Patel Adams, myself, George Ryder, Muskila Myrtle Washington,
present.
Okay, that's seven. We have 13 members, so that's quorum. I must apologize, I haven't actually sent out the agenda recently. It's on KPFTX. The items that are on it are approval of minutes, which we don't have. There was a discussion by, or a request for a discussion by Serene on what to do about the changeover, how to see to it that the committees kept functioning. After the December elections, after the boards change. And I put one on, which is to consider whether or not it's legitimate to enforce a recently changed bylaw ex post facto, that is to say, after the fact. Those people who were elected on the old bylaws to the change bylaw. So that's it. The agenda is open for discussion. I would like to move that item up one. I think it's more important, certainly for me. I've been the person who's there's a motion to remove me from the board on the basis of the new version of the bylaws. I'd like to put that before the discussion about whether we should allow, or as a network, make some rule about allowing people to participate electronically at the LSB meetings. The practice varies from station to station, so there was some thought that we might want to try to make it uniform.
So, Ken, I'd like to add something to the agenda.
Okay. Let me just see if there's any objection to my moving the one I suggested about bylaws being enforced ex post facto ahead of the one about they're both mine, but ahead of the one having to do with whether we allow electronic participation in meetings, and if so, how. Is there any objection to changing the order of those two? Hearing none. I'm sorry?
As is Patel Adams, I object.
Okay. What's your objection? Do you want to state an objection?
Well, I would like to talk about the remote meeting issue first. We've talked about it before, so I think we should continue the discussion. And I think it's, personally, I think it's more important.
Okay. Can we just go to a vote on that? Does anybody else want to discuss that? Okay, so I made the motion to move it up. So a yes vote is to move it up. I'll go from the top down. Grace Aaron. Grace, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Let's see who's here. Don Cook?
Abstain.
Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
I vote yes. Muskie Law, Myrtle Washington?
Yes.
Okay. So it's we've changed that order. Ken, you had an additional item you wanted to put on?
Yeah. I'm not aware exactly what the bylaws stipulate in this arena, but a motion that no body will be appointed to the LSB after the election results have been finalized before the first meeting of the LSBs in their local areas. In other words, if the election is finalized on October 15th and the seats will be given, you know, people will be seated in January, nobody will be appointed to fill a seat that will, in between that period, that will knock off an elected representative. You know, somebody resigns and says, I'm going to resign, and then somebody gets a three-year seat and knocks somebody out who was elected. That's what I'm saying. After the election has been verified and finalized, the will intent of the electorate has been expressed. Getting around that by appointing people to the LSB to fill vacant seats is a violation of the intent of the electorate. So I think that should be prohibited.
Okay. Where do you want to put that on the agenda?
We'd put it right next. It's new business, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, they're ahead of the one I just moved up, ahead of the one, assuming Serene shows up to discuss.
I'm not aware of I'm not following what's going to become. Number two. Make it number two.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Putting it on the agenda, that is, not the substance of it. Okay. So it'll be item number two. Okay. Are there any other changes or additions to the agenda? Okay, then hearing none, the agenda is approved. The first item on the agenda is Serene's, but that doesn't mean we can't discuss it. She's not here. Does anyone want to speak to that? Question of how to...
This is Tony.
Yeah.
I thought we voted to move your item up first.
Well, I moved it ahead of my own item, but since no one else wants to do that, I'll move it ahead of Serene's too. So what's on the floor now is my item about changing the bylaws, enforcing the bylaws. Ex post facto. So let me just bring you up to speed on what's happened. Maybe everyone knows, but so I was elected for the first time, I think, in 2011. I'm not exactly sure, I served a I served a three-year term and was actually on the PNB, but was not reelected. I was one of the alternates and in a staff position, and after 5 months, I was put back on the board, and at the end of that year, I returned to the PNB at the next election. So I was put back on the LSB after 5 months, and then the bylaws as they were written said that you could not serve more than 6 consecutive years without taking a year off. My apologies for not having them already, but I was busy doing other things today and didn't get to it. But that's the substance of it. My being on the PNB and the OSB, for that matter, was challenged on the grounds that I had been on for more than 6 years, in part because we extended the next election period so that a lot of us were on for more than 3 years. And I pointed out that at the time that what the bylaws said was 6 consecutive years, and I hadn't been on consecutively. I'd been off for 5 months. Subsequently, and that was accepted, basically, so subsequently, the bylaws were changed. The bylaws were changed so that the wording about consecutive wasn't there anymore, and when you came on later, that is to say, if you in that situation that I was in, I would have accrued the entire 3 years of the term that I was coming into, so that the fact that I was off for 5 months wouldn't have made any difference. The effect of that would be that everybody would come on and off in December, and we wouldn't have people with a six-year term limit was taking them off in the middle of a meeting, and I actually voted for that. So at the time when I voted for it on the PNB, and I also voted for it on the OSB, at the time that we did it on the OSB, when it came up for a vote to approve the bylaws change, I asked if it was intended that this be applied retroactively. That is to say, to me and to whoever else, we know who else it might be applied to. And the answer from Adriana, who was Adriana Castaneda, who was on the PMB and was one of the proposers for the bylaw and was in our LSB, was, no, of course not. We don't apply things ex post facto. Nevertheless, there's now a motion on the floor at our LSB to do exactly that, to remove me from the LSB on the grounds that the new bylaws would require it if I had, so and the question of ex post facto it's being applied anyway, even though it didn't apply at the time that I was elected or so on. So the question for the governance committee is, can our LSB do that? Is it legitimate for the LSB to apply a bylaw that was passed after a member had been elected that affects his membership on the board and uses the new criterion to remove him? So that's the issue I would like you all to discuss and to provide an opinion upon, which we will forward to the PMB. Ultimately, the PMB has the responsibility for interpreting the bylaws. So that's another reason why I don't think actually our LSB has the authority to do it. But that's a separate issue. What we will do with all of our motions is we forward them to the PMB. So what I would like is a motion going forward to the PMB to the effect that bylaws changes cannot be applied retroactively, and that would be the motion I'm putting forward. Anyone want to speak to it?
Patel Adams.
Go ahead.
So I think I just sent an email to the whole committee, and at the end of the email is the bylaw that you are referring to right now. And I think that you said that you were elected in 2011, but according to this, you were elected in 2007. But speaking to your motion, I think that regarding if a bylaw applies retroactively, I think it depends. I don't think that we can say across the board that they should all apply one way or the other. I think that we have to take it depending on the bylaw or the amendment. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to modify my own motion to say that this particular bylaw change cannot be applied retroactively. Now, I'll dig up the previous bylaw in just a moment. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Well, I would like to speak to it again, but of course, if anyone else wants to speak to it first.
This is Grace. I have a question.
Who thought I didn't quite catch it?
Grace. I have a question.
Grace.
A couple of questions.
Yes.
First of all, when did you assume the seat after 5 months being off the LSC? What was the date of that assumption?
It was May of sometime.
I can answer that. I just sent out this email to everyone. I sent it to you also. It was a break of 4 months, and it was January 2011 to May 2011.
Okay.
Actually, it was 5 months. The OSB met in December.
Okay, and you're currently serving an extra year?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Well, Venetia, you can speak again. I believe that the timeline that's there is correct. That is to say, I think those are the times when I went on and off. I think that's correct.
So what I wanted to say is that, you know, I believe that the intent of this amendment was to apply retroactively because there was a sort of loophole without the amendment. And so it seems to make sense to me, and I hope that you will all check your email and read it. I can read it out loud if you would like me to, for the record.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the original text says, a delegate's term of office shall be 3 years beginning in December. A delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms, and in no event more than 6 consecutive years. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of the delegate's second consecutive 3-year term. And the it was amended in December 14th of 2015. And so this is how it reads as amended. A delegate's term of office shall be 3 years beginning in December. A delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms and, in no event, more than 6 consecutive cumulative years without a 1 year or 12 consecutive months break. If a delegate serves as elected or alternate for an incomplete year, those months of service must be counted towards the 6 years cumulative limit. Only a 1 year lapse as delegate will trigger the reset of the 6 years cumulative limit.
Is Ken with a point of information?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I may have missed it, George. Could you explain to somebody who doesn't know what you're talking about what's the consequences of passing the motion you're making? Does this mean...
Well, I'm not sure, actually. I mean, one of the consequences would be that perhaps the LSB would not choose to enforce this bylaw retroactively at the next meeting, which is...
That's possible. Not telling me. What does it mean? Does it mean the LSB would have the right to get rid of you or would not have the right to get rid of you? What's the on-the-ground consequences?
It would not have the right to get rid of me.
If we pass your amendment.
That's correct.
And if we don't, they have the right to get rid of you or not get rid of you?
If you don't pass it, they are claiming the right to get rid of me, and they may do it anyway.
So
you know, I really object to
please, you don't have the floor. Benicia, you don't have the floor.
I'm on.
Ken has the floor. Go ahead,
so,
Ken.
Just isn't that a conflict of interest for you to be presenting this motion?
Well, yes and no. It's a governance issue. I'm the chair of the governance committee. If I don't present it, I don't know who is. You all can decide on that, whatever you like about that, on whether my arguments are sound or not sound.
Okay, but I just
this is from my point of view. From my point of view, this is a flagrant violation of my rights as a member. That I was elected under one set of rules. My term in office expires in May of next year by that set of rules. And now, on the basis of a changed set of rules, they would like to throw me off sooner. In fact, it makes very little difference to me because I'm going to be off this board in December in any case. But as far as it seems to me, the procedures of this board, taking a motion, we should not, I mean, general law procedures are you don't apply laws ex post facto. You don't apply them when people were, you know, going by the book, in one period of time, and the book changes. You don't go back and say, oh, well, you were wrong to be there. You shouldn't be there anymore. So that seems to me to be a governance issue, and I'm the only one who can present it, so I'm doing so. So it's
one last point of information, and now I'm done.
Yes.
Does it apply to anybody? No, does it apply to anybody else besides you?
We don't know. No, I don't know. No one else has looked. My guess is probably. Was there anyone else in the network who had served for 3 years and then wasn't reelected, and they got back on something less than a year later? Probably. Yes. If this was to be replied retroactively, it should be applied to other people as well. And presumably, one should try to find out who. But that hasn't been done.
Thank you.
Lona Elias on the call from WPSW in Washington.
Welcome, Lona. Anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Well, are we ready to take a vote? Would you like to see the original bylaws, which I'm in the process of trying to pull up? The only difference is really that it says specifically 6 consecutive years. The other facts that are relevant, of course, is this was known to the PNB at the time when I was on the PNB, and no action was taken to remove me. And also, when this came up at our LSB meeting, I asked specifically, is it the case that this is intended to be applied retroactively? And the answer was from the person who made the who had formulated the bylaws change was no. So our LSB voted for this with that understanding. So, shall we go to a vote on this?
I'd like to see the old bylaw.
The old bylaw. Give me a moment. And again, my apology for not having it ready. I just got involved in too many other things recently. Anyone else can try to bring it up, too. It's here we are. Just a minute.
George, Mona Elias, as we're waiting for this to come up, may I ask a question, please?
Sure.
Are we discussing the bylaw changes regarding membership being applied retroactively? Is that the discussion that's on the floor?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that possible? It'll take me a minute to copy it and paste it and send it to you.
Is it possible to get a copy of the motion that we're getting ready to discuss?
Yes.
Thank you. But I don't have it in my...
So, just a moment. I'll send them both to you at the same time. How about that?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just sent it, and I'll read it. So what I'm about to read is the bylaws as it was written when I was not elected, and then filled in someone else's term. So this is the old version. A delegate's term of office shall be 3 years, beginning in December. A delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms, and in no event more than 6 consecutive years. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of the delegate's 2nd consecutive 3-year term. So that was how it was. And with any luck, you've got it now.
Point of information?
Yep.
Can you also read, please, how it is now?
Well, that's in your email, isn't it? Okay, I'll read it.
Right, just a minute. Okay.
So here's the amended version. A delegate's term of office shall be 3 years, beginning in December. A delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms, and in no event more than 6 consecutive cumulative years without a 1 year 12 consecutive months break. In no event more than 6 consecutive cumulative years without a 1 12-year consecutive break. If a delegate serves as elected or alternate for an incomplete year, those months of service must be counted towards the 6 years cumulative limit. Only a 1 year 12 consecutive months lapse as delegate will trigger the reset of the 6 years cumulative limit. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of the delegate's 2nd consecutive 3-year term. The term 6 years cumulative limit is also applicable regardless of which station or stations a delegate has served as its delegate. For example, if a delegate serves 6 years on the local station board at any station, that delegate may not serve at another station where the delegate may be a member until 1 year has elapsed after the 6 years cumulative limit. Also, if any delegate serves any portion of a term or cumulative 6 years limit at one station, That time of service carries over as cumulative towards service as a delegate at an event. That's the new version.
This is Grace. I have a point of information.
Yeah.
You said that you're going to be off the board in December. Why is that?
Well, because I didn't choose to run again. I would have had to get elected, and I would have had to been off the board in May. In any case, I didn't see any point in doing that, in giving somebody... I wish to give that seat to somebody who could serve the full three-year period.
Okay, can I be on the stack? Thank
you. Yes, yes.
Okay. George, I love you and everything, but I think that this whole discussion is dilatory. I think the effort to remove you on the LSB level is dilatory. I think because there are so many very important issues that should be taken up by the National Board and by the KPFT local board. KPFT is not doing so well that it should be spinning its wheels on this type of issue, since you're going to be off the board in December anyway. And certainly the National Board should be considering much more urgent and critical issues than taking up this governance issue. I'm sorry, it just, to me, it seems to be of no great importance to count these angels on the tip of the pin at this time.
Anyone else want to speak?
Yeah, William Harewagon.
Yeah, William.
Is what Grace just said, does that constitute a motion or something to not continue discussing this item?
Grace, do you want to make that a motion?
Well, I would have another point of information first.
Okay.
Is there some ulterior motive on the part of the part of people at KPFT to replace?
Point of order, William.
Yeah, William's point of order is presumably you really can't expect me to speak to the motive.
Let me put it a different way. What would be the result of removing you from the KPFT LSB before December? What would happen if you were removed?
If I was removed, the next person in line would fill my seat for
George.
1 month.
You've got to be recognized, guys. Stop yelling. Excuse me.
What's your point of order, Bill? William?
What was I going to say? Is there any speculation in what would happen, or that's just a matter of fact?
No, that's part of the motion. I think it's part of the motion.
No, I mean, what would happen at KPFT if you were removed?
Yeah, and immediately replace this LSB vacancy by the next runner-up, staff Robert Gardner, who was denied his democratically elected right for 1 year and 3 months.
I don't understand that. I don't care to get into that. But so there's a process that somebody would succeed.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So he's a staff member. I'm a staff member. He's the next one on the last list. And so he would be seated in my place. Actually, Venetia, perhaps you could speak to it, whether that would be for just 1 month. Or is he, we don't know what the new list is, so it's presumably just for 1 month. He would be filling out that my term for 1 month, and whoever gets reelected from the staff will be on in December. Whoever gets elected from the staff will be on in December. That would be the effect of it.
Point of information, please?
Yes.
What, I don't understand why the person would only be on for 1 month.
Because he would be filling out my term.
So your term ends in October, as opposed to December, like everybody else.
No, it ends in December, like well, because I'm not running again. So this would happen in October. So for from mid-October to mid-December, you're right, it's 2 months. He'd be on for 2 months. That's right.
May I ask another question, please?
Sure.
How was it that your term became extended, George? Is it because we didn't have the election that was supposed to be? Is it or something like
yes.
that?
That's why.
So didn't the board pass, didn't the board pass some kind of resolution to extend the time on the board of the people that were there because of the fact that we did not have the election? Wasn't that a resolution passed that we...
Yes, indeed.
That, so
that's
how could
correct.
We, once ago, go back retroactively to the word that you used to change something that we agreed to at that particular time period?
It's not just the one-year extension. It's the fact that I had served for 3 years previous to that time, from 2007 to 2010, I believe that's correct. And then I wasn't elected again for the next in the next election. So I was off the board. And I was off the board for 5 months, but I was on the waiting list, so I was put back on after 5 months. The bylaws at the time said you can't be on for more than 6 consecutive years. Clearly, I was off for 5 months. That's not consecutive years. So
you had to be off for 12 months in order to be eligible to come back on. However, because of extenuating circumstances, that's what I'm trying to understand, you were brought back onto board because there was not an election. Is that correct? That we were supposed to have?
No, it's not. The issue is what consecutive means. So the old bylaw says you had to be on, you couldn't be on for more than 6 consecutive years, okay? I will be on for 6 consecutive years in May. I will, that 6 consecutive time will end in May of, the middle of May sometime, of next year. I would have been off the board. I would have had to run for election sooner than that had we not canceled those elections. But that's not actually the issue that's involved here. This wouldn't have come up if that had happened, but yes, there's another question, Lou?
No, I didn't have a question. It was may I ask a point of personal privilege? I don't know if that's permitted in this forum.
Well, what is it you need?
Well, I just want to say it seems like there are more important things for us to do than squabble over you being on the board for another 2 months when the decision to put you on, bring you back on, seems to me to be legitimate. It also seems that you are not on the board for six, as you said, you weren't on for 6 consecutive years because of the of being off the board for that period of time. So it just seems like this is a tempest in a teapot, and why are we putting all this time?
Okay, so let me speak to that, and if you choose not to consider this any further, I think that's fine. This is from my point of view, so this is my interpretation. This is actually both an attempt to get someone off who's not from the majority faction and to replace him with somebody who's likely to vote with the majority faction, using... an improper method. I mean, we really shouldn't even be talking about this.
Point of order.
Please let me finish speaking.
Well, it seems like you're speaking for people, and I know that we're not.
The question of why should we be paying any attention to this? And what I'm saying is, this is a much larger problem in the network, which is people basically using their power in a board to eliminate people that they don't want to have, who aren't voting with them, so that they can move on, do what they want. That's my interpretation of this.
Is it possible? Would it be in order to pay for each?
And that's the big problem. And it's misusing our bylaws. Please let me finish. The LSB is taking to itself
about the, what you're
interpretation
saying.
Of the bylaws. But, so I heard order from Venetia, and who else? Venetia?
Yeah, my point of order is that you were speaking on people's motives and people's intents that you, of course, you wouldn't know about. And, you know, I don't know. You have told people not to do that, chairing this committee. So it's very inappropriate for you to do that yourself.
Well, you may be right. I was speaking to the question of why bother with this. That there was much more going on than just a formal thing here, that this was a problem that's throughout the network. And that's my interpretation of what's happening. Now, that may or may not be what people's motives are, but that's my interpretation of what's happening. Grace, would you like to move to postpone consideration of this indefinitely, or which would be discussable, or what would you like to move with this?
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay, what's the substitute motion?
I'd like to substitute that no departing LSB member be replaced until after the certification of the 2016 election.
This is Ken. I'd like to friendly amend, just to clarify. You mean after the certification or after the seating of the certified winners?
It doesn't matter. In other words, the intent of what I'm saying is that if Jim Kelly from WBAI, there is no such person, if Jim Kelly from WBAI dies tomorrow, that they not be replaced either at a formal meeting or informally, however, until after the 2016 election is certified, and that the replacement be from the list, the alternate list from the 2016 election, not the 2015 election, because that's closer to the voter intent.
Just
a few days away from the certification of these elections.
Right. That's that point of order. Mona, Elias.
Mona, what's your point?
It seems to me that the bylaws have a requirement that if someone leaves the board, that another person is seated. And my understanding is that we cannot rewrite the bylaws with the motion. So that's my point of order. That the motion is out of order because it violates the bylaws. The bylaws specifically say that if one person leaves, that seat be refilled if there's an eligible person to fill it.
I think you're right, Lena, but go ahead and respond, Grace.
Okay. The term seated indicates that a person is formally given and accepts the seat at a properly noticed and properly attended LSB meeting or PNB meeting, not that they're automatically seated in the sky. You know, people aren't seated until they take the seat at a meeting that reaches quorum and that's properly noticed. I do not agree, and you can look up the definition of the word seated in a parliamentary sense. It does not refer to an automatic replacement between meetings. It has to be done at a formal meeting.
Okay, so
I would use as my reference the definition of the term to seat in a parliamentary sense.
What's on the floor is your point of order. I'm not quite sure how to rule on it. Where is the section, what's the section in the bylaws that we're talking about in terms of replacing people?
You're going to make me look it up. Hold on.
No, I'm trying myself, but I don't know where it is.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to try to find it, too.
probably do that because that there was a provision of it under the bylaw.
It's William. Do I have to wait until she's finished, or can I contribute something?
Go ahead, William.
The PNB already ruled on this, that when someone leaves, and a delegate leaves, for whatever reason, they're replaced by the person, if there is a runner-up, from the previous election, not from some election that has not been certified yet. The PNB already ruled on this last year, or was it early this year? I think it was early this year.
I think you're right. Yeah, it had to do with something at BAI, as I recall. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the old list was used.
I got knocked out. Sorry.
Yeah. Did you find it, Lorna?
No. I just got knocked off the call, and I just redialed back in. I'm continuing to look. So.
I think William is correct. I think the PNB has already ruled that you use the old list until the new list is certified, basically. Now, I'm not exactly sure, Grace, whether that conflicts with what your motion is. Would you say it again, please?
That no LSV replacement be seated until the 2016 election is certified.
Okay, I think that would conflict with the interpretation of the bylaws that the PNB made. So
I have a point of information here.
Yeah.
My point of information is there a scheduled LSV meeting at KPFT? When is the next scheduled LSV meeting for KPFT?
It will be on the 12th of October.
Okay, and the 2016 election is over on the 7th. Is that correct, the KPFT?
It's over. The ballots have all been the balloting is finished. It was on September 30th, and as my recollection is, the LES, the National Election Supervisor, has 15 days to certify the result.
That's been extended.
May I say something, Chair?
Sure.
At KPFT, it's been extended for 7 days, I think.
How many days? 7 days?
I think 7, to meet quorum.
Okay. I hadn't heard that yet. When was that announced?
Loan it to the staff.
Let me double check. Let me.
Just think what you said is the way it is. So indeed, election will not be certified before the next meeting of the KPFT LSD.
Okay, this is Grace. Can I
loan it to the staff?
Respond to that.
Yeah, Grace and Loan.
Actually, Loan, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm just on elections.pacifica.org. It says the KPFT election extended until Friday, October 7th at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Right.
Okay.
Or WPFW as well.
Okay.
I'd like to propose that. Did you rule on my point of order?
No, you were correct.
Okay, so I'd like to propose an alternative motion.
Okay.
I move that we end this. Okay, probably can't move that we end this discussion. However, I move that this proposed. Well, I guess I need another point of order, George. That this discussion violates the bylaws. That the attempt to force you out violates the spirit of the bylaws, specifically with regards to the six consecutive years, and that the point that someone else made, that to for what was legitimate then, we're talking about going back 6 years, we're going back 6 years to try to make a change, that that violates the intention and spirit of the bylaws. And I guess that's another point of order. But I don't know if you can rule on it since it affects you.
It is a point of order, but it's basically
and that's basically, let me just explain
it, the point of order that should be raised at the KPFT LSB.
The motion on its face, that the way that it's worded is illegitimate, because it says the motion to enforce Pacifica bylaws regarding limited terms, when in actual fact it does not enforce the bylaws, because according to the bylaws, at the time that you came back onto the board after that 5 months absence, you were a legitimate, you're coming back onto board was legitimate at that time, and that we cannot go back to change it. So that was in accordance with the bylaws, that action. And so that this is it's a non-starter. It does not enforce the bylaws, and that on its face it's incorrect.
Well, I Venetia, you wanted to speak, but go ahead, Venetia.
I just wanted to bring us back to orders of the day. I feel like we're kind of getting off track.
Let me try to do that. The motion that's on the floor basically says what you just said, Lona, that this you can't apply this particular bylaw change retroactively to something that happened 6 years ago, and to remove me from the board for that purpose. So I think it's in order for us to decide that. In a sense, it is a point of order. But basically, simply voting yes on the motion in front of us does that, it establishes that principle, which is really what I was wanting to do with bringing this up. Is there any other further discussion on this?
Yes, William for the stack.
Yeah, William.
I move to postpone all discussions on current motions indefinitely.
Okay. That's debatable. Anybody want to speak to it?
Are you going to rule on my point of order?
Let me try again.
The point of order is that this motion is out of order because it is misleading and it is inaccurate, because this motion is not enforcing the Pacifica bylaws, because according to the Pacifica bylaws, you were legitimately seated and your participation on the board is legitimate.
What motion are you talking about?
And that's the point of this. It says motion to enforce the Pacifica bylaws regarding term limits.
I agree with you. That's the motion that's in front of the KPSD right now. Agree completely. Voting yes on the motion that's in front of us, which is that bylaw that they quote there cannot be applied retroactively, would basically say that motion is out of order, that the motion in front of the KPSD LSB is out of order. And that is what I wanted to accomplish. So one needs to be merely vote on that. Now, William has voted to postpone any further discussion on this indefinitely, which is debatable, I would speak against it. I would like to vote on this. We can vote on it. I don't think there's much more to say. I would like to bring it to a vote. So I'm speaking against postponing indefinitely. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, so let's take a vote on postponing indefinitely. Give me a minute to bring back up Okay, so I'll go from the bottom on this. So a yes vote is to postpone this discussion indefinitely, which I think is in order in a committee. I'm not entirely sure, but we'll go with it. A no vote would bring back on the original motion, which was basically that the bylaws change cannot be applied retroactively. So, any question about what we're voting on? Okay, so, Muscula. Muscula?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was on mute. No.
I'm sorry, George. My intention wondered. Are we voting on the indefinite postponement motion or your motion?
We're voting on the indefinite postponement motion.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Thank you.
Okay. Venetia. Venetia.
Yes.
Yes. Tony.
Abstain.
William.
Yes.
Don.
Abstain.
Lona.
Pass.
Ken. Ken?
Ken has to pick up somebody at the airport. He's going to dial in from the car.
Okay.
He just
Grace?
Left a call a couple of minutes ago.
Okay. Grace?
I will vote no.
Okay. Lona?
Yes.
Okay. I vote no, and the motion fails. I'd like to just go to a vote on the original motion. Is there any objection to that?
Could you read the original motion, please?
The original motion is...
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Yes.
Wasn't there a substitute motion presented?
It was ruled out of order on Lona's objection.
Okay, sorry.
So, is there any objection? So, let me read the motion. The bylaw change regarding term limits recently made cannot be applied retroactively. That simple, really. Let me.
Do you specify which bylaw change you're talking about?
Yeah.
Is it in the motion?
There's only been one, but yes. Let me bring up Phoenicia's.
Are you saying any bylaw change?
No, that particular bylaw change. I amended it early on Phoenicia's suggestion. It's just that particular one. Regarding term limits. Cannot be applied retroactively to people who are elected under the other bylaw. So,
I don't even know why we're...
Yeah. I actually sent it to you all, so let me read it. Did it get there? I don't see it. Did you get my email with the old bylaw? Anybody?
Yes, you just sent it. It says... Concerning the term limit, which should be followed by a motion to enforce Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Section 8, passed by Pacifica unanimously.
That's not the one I sent. Just a moment. I'll type it out and send it to everybody. Although you should have gotten the one I did send. I don't understand. Oh, I know why. No, I don't know why. Oh, here it is. Yeah, it did come through. It's in the stack that began with Phoenicia's motion. It should be right above it. It says the recent bylaws change concerning term limits cannot be applied retroactively. Is there any question about what that means?
William, a point of information?
Yeah.
I'm going back a step. Wasn't there somebody that passed on the prior vote?
It was Lorna, and she voted yes.
Okay. I didn't know we got back to it. Thank you.
Yeah. So I hear no objection to going ahead with the vote. So, again, what you're voting on is whether or not essentially that the motion that's coming up in front of KPFT is in order. It says specifically the recent bylaws change, which is what they're using, concerning term limits cannot be applied retroactively. So that's the substance of what you're voting on. The recent bylaws change concerning term limits cannot be applied retroactively. Okay, we'll take a vote on that. Starting at the top. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Ken Aaron. Lorna Elias.
Yes.
Don Cook. Don?
Sorry, yes.
William Hillargan.
Well, since it'd be ridiculous to vote now, I'll abstain.
Okay.
Voting against it.
Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Phoenicia Patel Adams?
So yes, is that it would be applied retroactively. I didn't hear your rereading of the motion. Excuse me.
A yes would mean it cannot be replied retroactively. A no means yes, it can be applied retroactively.
Okay, I vote no.
Muscula?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So the vote is 5-1. Two extensions, and I will forward that to both the KPFT LSP and the PNB. Okay, next item on the agenda is Ken's. You said you wanted yours to be put second. Is Ken back? Ken?
I don't think he's on yet. He's not back on yet, I don't think.
You expect him back? Shall we postpone this to the next item?
This is Ken.
Ken, I'm here.
I got disconnected, but I want to vote yes on that motion.
Okay. That would make it 6-1. If no one objects to you voting late.
I object.
Okay, it's 5-1. Ken, the next item was yours. You wanted it second, and it would be up on the floor now. Would you repeat what it is? I've forgotten.
Basically, what I was saying was that until nobody will be seated from 2015 results, once the 2016 results are verified. In other words, the election's verified. Nobody will be seated based on previous elections. They will only be seated based on current 2016 election.
Okay. No one will be seated from past elections after the date at which the election is certified, presumably at that particular station. Is that right?
At any station.
Each individual station.
Yeah, once the election has been certified for that station, the only people who will be seated as replacements or for any reason will have to come from the results of the current election that we just certified, not from past elections.
Yeah. William for the stack.
And Trump for the stack. Okay, so William and then, was that Tony?
Yes, Tony.
Okay, William and then Tony.
Yeah. I don't like to use the word dilatory, but this is what's in the bylaws. This is not a change to anything. When an election is certified, then those are the people that get seated. Whether it's for the new time period in December or January, whichever it is, or if it's a replacement. Once the election is certified, it becomes the latest election. And the prior year's election is gone once the new election has been certified. The results have been certified. So I think we don't need to discuss this at all.
Let me take Tony.
I would agree with somewhat of what William said, but I think this trying to institute this would be against the, not just against the bylaws, but even the concept of what the bylaws stand for those provisions, because our elections really are staggered. You have six, some of the seats are up, and some seats are not up for election. So if those seats, even though we had an election, there are other seats that might be, that are staggered, that are not, that they didn't hold elections for. So there's a lot of unusual circumstances that happen at each station that may require an appointment in that intervening time. So I think this is just, it abrogates what the bylaws permit here. So I would be strongly against instituting this type of provision.
Well, I have a question, I guess, for both Ken and Tony. William, you were suggesting that this is what the bylaws say anyway. And Tony, you were saying this isn't what the bylaws say. Were you suggesting that someone who has a continuing term, who leaves the board, would be replaced not from the new election, but from the election that he was originally elected by? Is that what you're suggesting? I'm asking Tony, actually.
You're asking me?
I'm trying to understand what's at stake here. It's certainly true that not everybody gets elected now in December. Not everyone's up for election. There are people who are continuing.
I understand what you're saying, but my point is the way he phrased this particular motion. That what if there's a vacancy before these new elections are certified? We don't know how long that will take for them to certify.
Well, then this motion doesn't.
Oh, let me finish. So if there's a vacancy, according to his motion, you need to wait until those elections are certified before you can appoint someone. And the bylaws do permit you to be able to appoint someone in that intervening time. But he's saying no, you can't do that in that intervening time. So we don't know if there's a challenge.
I want to get back to Ken because that wasn't the sense of what I thought he was saying. Ken, would you respond to Tony? What was the sense of your motion? Ken? Oh, dear. We're losing Ken. I thought the motion was, and sort of what I put down.
Amy, hello? This is Ken.
Ken, yeah. So...
After an election is certified, all seats will come from the results of the current election. No seat will be seated on the basis of previous elections, whether it's due to vacancy or any other reason.
Well, let me just quickly respond to that. Then the bylaws will answer that. If it's already certified, then of course the bylaws say you go for the most recent election. You don't need a motion on it. That's what I thought William was referring to.
Okay, Ken, I was on the stack, so I'm done responding. That's not true. Last year, the PND seated people based on previous elections after elections were certified. They did not use the result of the current election. I'm not sure whether it was BAI or KPFV, but somebody was seated from a, it was BAI. Somebody was seated on an LSB based on a prior election after the BAI election was certified. And
well, actually, that's not true.
In 2015.
Let's not have a free for all. I'll take a stack.
William.
I'll go again after William.
Okay, so it seems to me that the substance of Ken's motion is clear. No one should be seceded from the old motion, from the old election after an election has been certified. He's also stating as a fact that that did happen at BAI.
Happen at BAI.
Point of information, please.
But I'll go in the stack, but that's not true. Those facts are not correct.
I'm going to get to you all. I assume that I can take William first since he's from BAI. But, Lorna, what's your question?
My question is this. Are you saying that my understanding, that it's really a need to clarification, because my understanding that if there's a person that's on the board that was elected, because we use single transferable votes, so that there is always a few people that did not get enough to actually get on the board, that if somebody who's actually seated on the board decides that they want to leave the board, that it seems to me that the people that were next in line that have been voted on during the same time that they were there, that their candidacies are still there. Are you saying that these people are no longer eligible to even be considered for that position, and that it now must come from the runners up, as it were, from the newly elected body? Is that what you're saying? That it obfuscates everything?
I think that is what Ken is saying. Ken, is that correct?
That's correct. And the person was Kathy Davis, was on an alternate in the 2015 election, and the PNB positioned someone else from a previous election who was also an alternate take the seat after the BAI election was certified.
I thought I was on their stack.
It's just asking for clarification from Ken. And so you are on the stack, William. And the issue, I mean, I assume you want to speak to is whether or not you know what you're supposed to speak to. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I just want to give the facts as they really are, not some suppositions or definitions from dictionaries. There was a person on the WBAI LSB who was term limited personally 6 years to the day, December 22nd, 2015. That person left. Had to be off the board. And by the way, for anybody discussing, it's not just people who quit. It's for any reason somebody's no longer on the board. Then that person is gone as of December 22nd. Replacing that person was a person from the latest election. It was a staff election, the previous election. And that happens automatically right that day, or if somebody wants to say it's the next day, maybe. But right at that point in time, that person gets replaced by the person on the latest election list of runners-up. And that's what the bylaws say. And then, that was in December 22nd. And then on January 13th of 2016, the election results were certified. And so now there's a new list, but that list doesn't apply to somebody that was placed on the LSB the previous month. It's just ludicrous. So this is not right. The facts are wrong.
I
just wanted to say that the motion as written is what's in the bylaws, or I haven't seen it in writing yet. But the motion as read, we always have it. Hopefully, they don't get rid of the loop-up recording. The motion that Ken is making is what the bylaws say. but the facts that they're trying to use are just totally wrong. Thank you. The bylaws, we don't need this motion. It's dilatory.
Okay, Tony, you're next.
Yeah. I just wanted to follow up and say that what Ken was referring to, those facts are not correct. When we reviewed that, that person, the bylaws say when that person resigned, you go to that election. And what William described appropriately was that when that person resigned, that's when the new person takes its seat. And now those elections were not certified when that happened, nor were those elections certified when the P&D reviewed that issue. Those elections weren't certified until sometime in January. So we did not have certified elections when the P&D even reviewed it. But even if they were, the question would speak to when that person resigned when you filled that seat. But on the second, in terms of this motion is pending now, now that he's clarified it and saying that until the election is certified, like I said before, if that's true, then we don't even need this provision because the bylaws already cover that. They can't do that anyway. So I just wanted to clarify that. I wasn't sure of the language of what his motion was. But if it is until after the elections are certified, then no LSD could do that anyway under our present bylaw. So I think it's just redundant and unnecessary to go forward with this motion. Thank you.
Grace, you're next.
Okay. It was first of all, there have been a number of times in the past when people have been term limited out or whatever, and they have continued on in their position until another person was seated to replace them. So what happened when the other person, Vajra Kilgour, was seated, she was seated by the PNB in the evening at a PNB teleconference. That afternoon, the 2015 election was certified. So that decision was made by the PNB after the certification of the 2015 election, which is improper. Now, it is an interpretation that as soon as somebody dies or whatever, they are automatically replaced by the next runner-up from the last election. But that traditionally has never been the way it's been done. Many people have been allowed to continue their seat after the expiration of their term until their replacement is actually seated. This has happened time and time again. It happened with Bob Lederer. He remained seated after the expiration of his term until the conclusion of an election. I remain seated on the PNB after the expiration of my term of office on the LSB, after I was termed out. It's happened many times in the past. And the fact that this was done appeared to be, especially since the PNB acted after the certification, and you can look it up in history, you can find out when the 2015 election was certified. It was certified before the PNB voted to seat Vajra Kilgour. There, and it has to be understood that most people would consider the will of the voters in 2015 to be superior to the will of the voters in 2012, 3 years before. The most current election is the we do have differences of opinion about these things. However, it is certainly felt by me personally that interpretations of the bylaws done by the current board majority have consistently favored the continuation of the majority power on the board rather than strict interpretation of the bylaws.
William,
that, I'm not saying the intent. I'm saying...
William, with a point of order.
What's your point of order?
You're going to the motivations of people. It's not allowed.
No, I'm observing that the results of these actions appear to me. It's my opinion. I can state what my opinion is. I'm not saying what the motivations are. I'm saying that the outcome has consistently ensconced the majority with further power, in my opinion.
Florida to the SAC, please.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Lona.
William. My turn. I'm confused a little bit. And what's confusing me is the bit about there's a runner-up that did not get seated during the 2012 election. And before the term is up for somebody, they have X amount of time remaining. Say they weren't even up for election this time. That seat was not up for election. But there's a runner-up for that particular seat. And that a new election comes in, and so they're it's just certified and they're seated. My understanding, and I could totally be wrong, my understanding is that the person who still had some time left on their term that was vacating it for whatever reason, and this runner-up comes in to be seated, that's a legitimate action by the board and not to be displaced by the new election that comes forth in the previous year. That person from that same time period would come in to finish the term of the person that was leaving the board and would not be replaced by somebody in the new election. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? Am I misunderstanding?
This is Grace for the stack.
Yeah. I'd like to read, actually, the Article 4, Section 10, which is filling the vacancies. So I think that will answer your question, Lona. And let me read. Is that all right? Anybody object to that? All right. If a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest-ranked candidate from the last election of delegates for that class of members for that station, who is not elected and who is available and continues to meet the delegate eligibility requirements, et cetera, et cetera. That seems clear. The question at BAI seems to be the difference in time between when the person was seated and when the person they're replacing was term limited. That's my question. Is that actually what's at stake here? In any case, we have William on the stack next, and anybody else wants to speak is welcome to.
Here's William. I gave the dates before, and I believe some other speakers are incorrect when they imply that the certification of the election came at some other time than what I said. I said the replacement occurred on December 22nd of a person that was 6-year term limited. And then on January 13th, not the PNB, as someone said, the LSB was due to meet in New York at WBAI that afternoon, or sometime earlier that day, the elections for 2015 were certified. And so all the members of that, of a particular group at the station didn't attend the meeting. They refused to attend the meeting because the person who was seated on December 22nd, that's what, how many days? 22 days earlier, before the elections were certified, was on the board, and which is what bylaw that George just read specifies has to happen. It doesn't say anything about seating at a meeting. That's all pie-in-the-sky stuff that somebody's trying to use. It's not the case. And then another person, or maybe the same person, said and mentioned Lederer and Aaron, I believe, Grace Aaron, that they were their terms were extended. In most years, elections are certified, especially prior years, if you're going back to Lederer and Aaron being termed out, that's years ago. The elections are certified much before anybody's going to term out in December. And therefore, that's why they just stayed on, because the person was replaced by someone from the new election. Whether somebody thinks it happened at a meeting or on the days they had their 6-year term limit, it doesn't matter. But the certifications are usually done November-ish. So this, in the case of BAI, it happened in January. The vacancy occurred in December. There's no question it was done properly.
Lona to the staff, please.
Okay. Anyone who hasn't spoken on this would like to speak. Go ahead, Lona.
Well, my understanding, as he just stated it, that's absolutely correct. That's my understanding. That's absolutely correct, because it's not a case of somebody leaving in the middle of their term. This is where, even though the year was not up, this person had timed out, had termed out. And so if somebody came on so that station, that LSB, continues to have full representation on the board, so that they have full representation on the board, it seems to me that this person from the previous year, because that person was terming out, that seat was available for the new board that was going to be seated. And my understanding is that whoever came in and substituted them for those few days, that's all the time that they had. They were not legally entitled to be on the board for 6 years, just to fill in until a new board was seated. That's my understanding of it. I don't know if anyone else sees something different.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, Grace.
Well, didn't I just ask to speak?
I heard a kind of a burp in the thing, but go ahead, Liam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I have to hold my phone closer. I have it on speaker. The crucial thing on elections is not the last election runners-up list is used. So if there has been a certification, that's the last election. If there has not yet been a certification, then it's the prior election, because there is no later election. So the last election is the key word, and the certification is what does it. And I think, I was just thinking Lona said something else that I wanted to correct, but I can't remember what it is, so thank you.
Grace?
Okay. When either Hillary or Trump or whoever else gets elected in November, they will be elected. They will not be seated. It's common in parliamentary, anywhere where there's an election, that there's a period of time when people continue in their capacity on the board until the newly elected contingent is seated formally at a meeting. However, be that as it may, there was no meeting at WBAI to seat Vajra Kilgore after the expiration of Janet Coleman's 6-year term. Before there was such a meeting, the 2015 election was certified. After the certification of the election, the National Board decided to seat Vajra Kilgore. After the certification of the 2015 election, under, in my opinion, a fraudulent interpretation of the bylaws that would say that the person is seated, whether they're elected or not is one thing. Election and seating are two different things. If election and seating were the same thing, Donald Trump would be the president on November 3rd or 5th, whatever the date is, or Hillary would assume
William
the position. We're not going to come to an agreement on this. This is actually in the courts, and you may, however it turns out or doesn't turn out, is what will be. I have my opinion. You all have your opinion. I don't think that somebody automatically takes a seat until they turn up at an actual meeting that's properly noticed, that reaches quorum and they're seated by that body. The PNB, anyway, should not have jurisdiction over the delegate assembly of the local of the radio station. There are two bodies, the delegate assembly and the local station board. The delegate assembly is senior to the national board because the in the sense that it is the delegate assembly that decides who is seated on the boards, not the national board. The national board in that one sense is junior to the delegates assemblies. There was no delegate assembly at WBAI to seat Vajra Kilgore. The delegate assembly seated, in their interpretation, Kathy Davis, because the election, the 2015 election was already certified. And Kathy Davis was the next runner-up. So this is all, you know, this is all protocol and definitions and legal mumbo jumbo. It's right now in the courts. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, William for the staff.
Yeah, go ahead, William.
Grace, you're trying to put things in the bylaws that aren't there. The term that someone has to be seated is not in the bylaws. They're replaced. They're not, you don't wait to seat somebody. You may think that's what happens, but that's not what happens. The bylaws never say that. And I think I've told you this in the past, maybe not, but I'm sure somebody must have if I didn't. The lady's name is Vajra Kilgour. Look at the spelling. Try to have some respect. Thank you.
So we have a motion on the floor, which I guess we should go to a vote on. Is there anyone else wanted to discuss this? The motion, as I understand it, Ken, please correct me if I'm wrong, says Ken, you say it.
Hello?
Yeah, Ken, would you repeat the motion that you put before us? Ken?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, good.
After the certification of an election, LSC members will only be seated from the collection of people based on the recently certified election, not from any results of a previous election, regardless of how the seat became vacant after the certification of an election.
Okay, so the distinction there, well, I can understand it then. The distinction about being replaced and being seated would be applicable to the BAI election. That is to say, Vajra Kilgour was seated after the election was certified, but she was replacing someone left before the election was certified. So there seems to me to be, and there is therefore, it seems to me this is actually a substantive change. But am I interpreting it correct? So at least I'll know what my own vote is. Ken.
I'm saying after the certification of election, no seats shall be awarded to people on the LSB based on a prior election, only from the certified election.
Okay.
William for the stack.
Good, William.
I'm using, by the way, I'm using English, not legalese.
Go ahead, William.
English is spoken here sometimes. I think this, George, I would suggest that this committee adopt the kind of things that most other committees use and the board. You make a motion, you send an email, of what your motion is, because this motion has evolved in, I think, three different forms over the last 30 minutes or however long we've been talking. So I would like to see this in writing.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Back, please.
Great. I'm in the car. I yield to Grace to send you an email. She understands what I'm saying.
Okay.
Lona to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Lona.
It seems to me that, unless I'm completely missing the point of this, from whoever the lady is that described what happened with the seating of the persons whose names start with the V, I apologize that I'm not retaining it, in New York, that was an illegal action, because as someone stated, that the Pacifica National Board has no authority to reach into the governance in terms of and the composition of the local station board at any of the stations, okay? Number one, that's number one. Number two, I don't know that I think that the bylaws are very clear in my coming to the conclusion that was an illegal action by the Pacifica National Board, because the bylaw, as was read, I believe, by George, clearly says that it would be from the latest certified election. Not the previous one, but the latest certified election.
The last election. And
from the last election, which would be the current one and not the previous one.
William, please. Lona has the floor.
My understanding was that the latest certified election is what the bylaw says. The bylaw says the latest certified election, and that's the point that I wanted to make, the latest certified election, which would make the previous election out of order. And so that the action that was taken then was illegal. And just because they did something illegal in the past does not mean that we need to come in and rewrite history, because the bylaw states very clearly that it will be from the latest certified election. So I agree with Tony. I think he said this early in the conversation, that the bylaws already say what you're trying to say. And so therefore I feel that there's no need for this, because it's already there. That's my understanding, unless I missed something. Thank you.
I think that we do need a written version of this. Grace, how are you doing with that? Anyway, I haven't got it yet. Has anybody else got it?
Point of order, George?
Yeah.
My point of order is that, in as much as what is being attempted by this motion already exists in the bylaws, that this motion is out of order.
I think it depends on just exactly how it's worded, and we haven't seen that yet. So I'd like to just hold off until we get a chance to see something in writing that exactly what it is we're talking about. Grace, is that forthcoming? Grace, are you there?
I sent it. I'm sorry, I was muted.
You did? Okay. So let's all... there it is. Okay.
Sent to the stack.
Okay, so... I'm sorry, who wanted to be on the stack?
I just want to make one comment.
Yeah, Ken.
All right. If there's disagreement here about whether or not it's covered in the bylaws, I say that we forward this motion, once you get it in writing, to the PNB, let them hash it out. I'm just trying to get this motion presented to the PNB. If there's disagreement here about interpretation of the bylaws, let the PNB resolve it.
Okay. Well, we can do that by passing it. I think that's what's in front of us. We have to vote on this one way or the other.
a motion to send it forward to the PNB with no vote. I suppose that's. Do you want to amend that, Ken? Do you want to? I'm not sure how that works. I mean, the governance committee. No, it won't work. In order for the governance, the committees have a preference to get on the floor, but it has to come from the committee. So the committee has to have an opinion. So I think we have to vote on this. Let me read it, and then we'll go to a vote unless there's more comment. So, after the certification of a Pacifica radio station election for its local station board seats, for its local station board, I think I'm going to be there, seats will only be replaced by those elected or by runners-up from the most recent certified election.
That's so redundant.
William for the stack.
William.
I think you had a concern about the, you wanted to see it in writing, and I think now that it is in writing, your probably concern is hopefully assuaged that this does not violate, or not violate, that does not attempt to change the bylaws or go against the bylaws. The seat is a replacement. It doesn't say that someone is seated. It says the seat is replaced. That's what's going on in the bylaws, right? And can I make a personal note to Lona?
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah, Lona, you're right that it agrees with the bylaws, but your conclusion that the New York, the ruling by the PNB was wrong is opposite, contrary to what you're saying. They did exactly what the bylaws say. So the bylaws.
What are your names?
Thank you.
I think I was next to the stack, and I said it was not the LSB that seated that person, but actually the Pacifica National Board. And I was saying the Pacifica National Board has no right or authority to seat anybody on the local station board. That was my point. Not that it was not. Period. I never got it. I don't know. For some reason I'm not getting the email, so I can't see this.
If I can forward it directly to you.
I can't see it.
Yeah, William. Got it.
A point of information here?
Yes.
Can you forward it to me as well? I didn't receive it. Thank you.
Okay.
And William, here.
Does anyone else want to speak to this who hasn't spoken so far? Okay. William, did you want to get back on the stack?
No, I was trying to say louder that I wanted to get a copy also. I didn't get the email from
Chris. Oh, okay. Just a moment. Send it again. I'm not entirely sure I sent it correctly. Okay. I sent it to Lona, Venetia, and William.
Point of personal privilege, Mrs. Ken.
Yes, Ken.
I'm in my car. If I lose connection, I vote yes on the motion as stated.
Okay. Is that all right with anybody object to that? Good. Okay, has everybody got it now?
Yeah,
so I read it one more time, and I'd like to just go to a vote on.
Excuse me, but I have to get off this call. This is Maskila. I have to get off this call in 2 minutes, and if the vote takes place while I'm off, I abstain.
Okay, well, I was about to take the vote, so I think maybe we can do it. Is there any objection to going to a vote? We're actually out of time anyway. Okay, hearing none. Muscular, I'll begin with you. I'll start with you. So
I abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Let me get that list back up again.
Well, no, back on the call, I got knocked out.
Okay. So we're voting on Ken's motion as it was hopefully received.
Well, on my point of order, I think that this motion is out of order since it's redundant and it's already just repeating what's already in the bylaws, and you cannot modify or, I mean, a bylaws through.
I'd rather just people who feel that way just vote against it.
But George, a point of order. You can't just ignore my point of order. My point of order is this is out of order. Please rule on it. Is that your ruling? And then I asked you to call a vote on it, if that's your ruling. My point of order is that
my ruling was I was hoping to save a little time here, but I think it does actually say what's in the bylaws. I agree that, on the other hand, that's my interpretation of what those words mean. Others may have another interpretation, so I would prefer to go to a vote on it rather than rule it out of order.
I object to that ruling. I
rule this out of order as being essentially a repeat of what's in the bylaws, and so not necessary to vote on. Would anyone like to object to my ruling? I don't hear anyone.
This is William. I'm not sure what your ruling is. Could you repeat that?
Lorna said she objects to our voting on this, that it's out of order because it's a repeat of what's in the bylaws. I basically agree. I would prefer not to have to rule on it, but I will if I have to. And so I agree. I think this is also repeating what is in the bylaws.
And if it needs to be clarified, it can only be clarified by amending the bylaw itself, and it's inappropriate to try to do that by a motion in committee.
Okay, so I've ruled it out of order. Does anyone want to challenge my ruling?
This is Ken. I challenge the ruling.
Okay, we'll go to a vote on the ruling. And we'll start with Muscula. Are you still here, Muscula?
What? You should define what a yes is and a no is, George.
Okay, so a yes vote sustains the ruling of the chair that this is not substantively different from what's in the bylaws. A no vote says, I don't agree with the ruling of the chair, in which case, since we're out of time, we will immediately go to vote on the actual motion. So is that understood? Okay, so, Grace Allen.
A point of information.
Yes.
Can I ask Ken why he thinks this is different from what's in the bylaws?
Because...
Yes, you can. He's speaking to my point of order, and it's certainly appropriate. Ken, what's different about it?
This is a motion to clarify the interpretation of the bylaws or an interpretation of how they're implemented. It's very clear if the PNB disagrees, they can reject it.
Okay, so it's intended as a clarification. Okay, but to be clear, we're voting on my ruling on the point of order, which was I didn't see the difference, so I rule it out of order. So a yes vote sustains the ruling and effectively is a no vote on the original motion. If the challenge to the ruling succeeds, oh, just a minute, I got myself confused now.
So what's on the floor, I made a ruling, and Ken challenged it. So, yes. So a yes vote sustains my ruling, and a no vote does not. And if my ruling fails, so there are more no votes than yes votes, then we will immediately go to a vote on Ken's motion as it was recently sent to you all. Anybody not clear about what we're doing? Okay, Grace Aaron. Grace?
Abstain.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Mona Elias.
Yes.
Don Cook.
Abstain.
William Heelorgan. William?
Sorry, yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Venetia Love.
Yes.
Marcia Myrtle Washington. Not here. Okay, I'm going to abstain also. So the vote is 4-1 to sustain the motion of the chair. That takes the motion off the floor. We are out of time, and we need to adjourn. A motion is in order to extend time if you want to do it, but I certainly don't want to.
Right.
So, hearing no motion to extend time, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for being here and for your commitment.